Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast. If you're looking to become financially free together, this is your show. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
I hope you and your family had a great weekend. This past week was about how much to save for your baby. While it's impossible to be absolutely prepared for anything, as parents, we do want to have our bases covered. To help the two of you do just that, I want to share some tips that helped us when we were expecting our first one and how we adjusted with our second daughter's arrival in a few months. First one is start an automated savings plan now. I know I mentioned this on the weekly show, but I cannot overemphasize how making automatic transfers was a big boost for us. When you have so much going on and so much to think about, it is entirely too easy to lose track of your time and forget to transfer the money over to savings. We use Capital One 360, and what I love about it is how scheduling transfers is a breeze and we have a solid rate with our savings account. This time around, automating is a bigger plus because we also have an active toddler to keep up with on top of everything. If you're not happy with your bank, visit the podcast site. I have a few options up that may be a help to you. Let your network of friends and family help. Our oldest daughter was the first grandchild on both sides, and so we were blessed with a lot of family members and friends who are eager to give us gifts and advice. It does take a village to raise a child, so welcome help whenever you can. Several friends contributed to preparing the nursery for us, and that including painting and decorating it, and some even gave handmade art pieces. Besides new gifts, we also happily accepted gently used baby gear and clothes. That money we saved, we used for other necessary items for our little one. When our friends and family found out we're expecting another child, they again offered gifts and help, and we are accepting. Examine your work situation. Last, but certainly not least, the two of you should sit down and talk about childcare. Whether both of you choose to work outside the home or if one of you decides to become a stay-at-home parent, really need to count the costs. I wanted to work from home while watching my daughter, but we had to examine if that was going to be doable. That meant we left our savings untouched until we knew for sure that it could get done. It gave us some time to try out different schedules to see what would be the best fit for us. We'll be doing the same thing this time around, as having two kids means even less dedicated time for work projects. Having a buffer will allow us to juggle things around until a solution comes up. I hope our experience helps the two of you be better prepared for your own bundle of joy. If you'd like to get more tips, please check out our video interview on The Daily Finance. I'll have the link up on the show notes. Take care.